Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hey.
Hey, party boy. How you doing?
Yeah, great. Seemed to be fully healed from the hangover. I mean, it was... drank a copious amount of alcohol.
Did you?
Yeah, so I had... Before I'd even left the house, I was like a bottle and a half of wine deep. Just sort of like absolutely smashed.
Dressed as Slinky?
Yeah, dressed as Slinky. Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, gotcha.
I'll send it to you to put out on the Twitter for everybody who's so this is me in the Slinky outfit. Can you see it?
It looks like two blokes with a sort of coil between.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of what it is. God, I don't look good in that one.
Yeah, I can't really see.
Yeah, I'll send them to you so you can put it on the Twitter and then
yeah, because people were desperate to know how. Well, I was concerned that you might, I don't know,
die. I was absolutely shit-faced, but it was brilliant. It was what a great way to spend my birthday. I had the best morning. I mean, it was a funny morning.
Morning?
Yeah, well, when did we record? Afternoon.
Yeah, the Tinder house, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. So, great birthday. Definitely regretted it the next day. Watching Exeter City, pretty rough.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, VPN'd it, so yeah.
Okay, well, that's why we're here.
That is why we're here. But thank you. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to everyone on Twitter for the birthday wishes, because I got so many.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Did you really? Flowers?
Yeah, loads.
Flowers?
No, I didn't get any flowers.
Oh, all right. Flowers? Yeah, loads of flowers.
No, just loads of lovely wishes. So no, very, very thankful. Obviously, got a message from Gary himself, which was lovely.
Yeah. Didn't have to do that, did he?
No, he didn't. It was lovely.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just on Midjourney creating a photo of a small blonde woman playing mini golf.
What for? May I ask? For the Twitter?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just wondered what it would come out and look.
I'm sending you some pictures of the Slinky dog, so you can put them on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not sending you that one. I look absolutely bad in that one.
So you had a good birthday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Super. Super little birthday.
Yeah.
It was great.
So you're balls deep in red wine at that point.
That's rosé, I'll have you know. Thank you. Not red.
Okay. That is one of the worst costumes I've ever seen.
That's kind of the point.
I get that it's meant to be, but it doesn't. It looks crap.
Yeah, because you're looking at it from side on. Like, we're stood side by side. You need to see it from Slinky perspective.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really remember much of being in the Slinky, so that's kind of all right as well, isn't it?
Wow, were you that hammered?
Yeah, oh my God, I couldn't tell you how I got home.
No.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, because someone told me.
Okay, go on.
You rode on the back of some bloke called George.
Well, it was only next door, so I mean, it must have been like outside, a couple of steps, stumbled in and just...
It's not hard then. You went out the door and went in the other door.
I don't remember getting into bed. I was asleep with all my clothes on. So yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Let's talk footy.
Right. Where do we even start? Because
I'll tell you where I'll start. Comedian Ivor Graham.
Okay.
Do you know Ivor Graham?
Don't think so.
Well, he was there. He went to watch. He was touring. He did a tour date in Exeter. And then on Saturday night, he was doing one in Plymouth. So he supports Swindon, massive Swindon town.
I think I've seen him on Twitter, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go together or did he come with you?
I met him afterwards.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Socialising after the game. You're normally the first to shoot off.
Yeah, I am. I've just enjoyed being with James Vickery.
You were with James Vickery?
No.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
In the car.
Yeah. Sorry, my car. Yeah. That was almost overload there for the amount of people you socialised with at the football.
Where do you want to start with the footy?
Let's get the negatives out of the way. Soft goal again. Really soft goal. Crap. Long throw. Should have dealt with it.
When that went in, bloody hell. This is what I need to talk to you about. It's the first time I've heard proper frustration in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I when it went in, I can imagine what it was like.
Oh, and I obviously don't want it to be like that, but there was 10% of me that was like, ooh, this is rather
you want it to be either the ship is sinking. Or the ship is well and truly sailing.
I don't want the ship sinking because I so want Gary to succeed.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, we all do.
But
yeah.
I was like, fucking it, I can really feel the prickly frustration. One bloke got up in front of us, just stood up, and someone went, can you sit down? He went, sorry, I've got cramp. We thought he was standing up to, and he went, I've got cramp. I'll stretch my leg.
That's unbelievable. That's quality.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, I could feel. May I say, the drummer boy, the big bank were brilliant yesterday.
He heard you, didn't he? The drummer boy. I heard a lot of people said, like, yeah, he was on it.
And they were singing when we were at a low point. They kept on singing more than ever.
That's brilliant. That's so good to hear. That makes my day, because when you're watching on the telly, you can't really get a feel for the atmosphere. You sort of can a little bit, but not. That well, but I read afterwards that people were really, really happy with the atmosphere, which is great, because this is when fans are needed more than ever. Like you say, you don't need them when you're flying because everybody's doing well, but you need them as a pick me up.
That stuck with you, didn't it? That little,
yeah, it did. It did. I mean, you weren't the first person to say it, but
well,
you know,
I can't remember hearing anyone say it.
Yeah, you know what? Fair enough. Me neither.
I took a flask of tea with me.
It's superb.
Yeah.
Super. Look, that I don't mind that. That's all right. That. If you're down and you're sort of, if you're getting on a bit and you're like, oh God, I'll keep warm. Yeah, fine.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, good. Great. That's really good.
Within 6 months, there'll be a rug and a selection of cheeses.
No, you can't bring a rug. Rug's too far.
Right.
Or a basket or anything like that. Can't bring
a
any
basket.
Of them.
Basket.
Yeah, you know, like I'd expect you to pull out a wicker basket with like grapes, cheese.
Yeah, meats.
Maybe a bottle of red wine with some serviettes.
Yeah.
First things first, point on the board, goal.
Oh, it felt like
big,
a win.
Big things.
Felt like a win.
Yeah. We needed to get those two big hurdles out of the way because for large periods of the last few games, I thought, especially at Derby, I thought, we can't even put two passes together, let alone string an attack together. But what the real positive for me was not anything really. I mean, we were better than Lincoln, I think, on the day from what I saw. But the most positive thing for me was as soon as we got that goal, we looked like the old us from this. You know, we started picking them apart, and Tom Carroll was getting on the ball, and Trev was causing them problems. And I just thought, okay, they're awake. And you know what? We should have won the game with the first chance straight after our goal, where Dimi was one on one, and we should have scored. So, and that's fine, you know, players are low on confidence, whatever. But, like, I'd be more concerned, or I was more concerned, when we weren't making chances. But that Lincoln were not great. And had we played them when we were flying, it could have been 4 or 5 against them.
People were just saying, they're not this long.
Awful. Like, terrible. Like, their goal, it came from a horrific long throw. Horrible little flick on. Someone's missed the header and it's fallen straight to their geezer in the box. Brilliant. Such a soft goal to concede. You cannot afford to concede those goals. And instantly you're thinking, given the way the results have gone last few weeks, no chance of getting ourselves out of this. And we battled brilliantly. We did so well to keep ourselves in the game, by the way, at 1-0, which is hard enough when you're low on confidence. But then to go and get something from the game, it shows to me that although it's not quite there yet, it's coming. And we still got a few players to come back from injury with Dion and Ilmari, and people still aren't 100% fit, but it's coming. It's coming.
When I look at the opposition, I look for legs, hair, height, age. I look for something different.
And they had none of it.
Do well on a guess who game. Yeah, and they had nothing.
Yeah, crap.
Nothing. They had a tall guy. I thought he might make it onto my guess who game. But no one else. Boring kid.
Terrible.
I'm not having a go at him.
No.
Actually, there's a guy up front I thought was, I just want something. I want a ponytail, I want a mohawk.
They had one incredibly great player. Adelaken.
Is he the guy up front?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
He was really good. He's causing us all sorts of problems. And
they're solid. They'll stay up. They're solid.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely four worse teams than them, but not many worse.
Really?
They're one of the worst sides I've seen us play against.
Wow.
This season. So far,
hardly any support best, there.
Yeah, you know, like it's far, isn't it, Lincoln? It's like they're not a massive team, and it's far. So, like, you know, with Derby and teams like that, they're far away, but they're huge. You know, they get 25,000 every week, so they're bound to sell out. But with
Derby
a team like Lincoln,
25,000 every week.
Yeah, I think they had. What did they have? 22 against us on a Tuesday night.
Flipping hell.
It was good. It was a little bit of a. I had at full time. I had a bit of a sigh of relief. Like, yeah. Okay, it was just a blip, and we're going to get back onto to normality, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, it starts at Middlesbrough on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, and in many ways it's a blessing, because although we want to get, obviously everybody wants to get through to the next round, it's a free hit. If we play well and show a good account of ourselves but still lose, it's sort of like, okay, well, at least we're, you know, they're a team in the league above, we're performing to a good enough standard to be competing. We need to compete on Tuesday, whatever it's Tuesday, Wednesday night. It's really important that we show a good account of ourselves, because we don't want to start slipping back into bad habits.
Quick question. Did you kiss anyone?
On my birthday?
Yeah.
That's very out of the blue. No comment. I'm not going to answer that. Not to the media, thank you. Not today.
No.
No, not
do you
today.
Not think we, your audience deserves to hear?
My audience, wow. When you put it like that, yeah.
Imagine if you were listening to my new football club and go, oh, they've asked, you listen, oh, they've asked Billy if he kissed someone. Billy just said he's not going to sell us. How would you be? Oh, come on, Billy, just tell us if you kiss someone.
No. A gentleman no doesn't disclose. You know,
respect.
A lot can be said about my performance on my birthday.
What's that mean?
You know, I was completely and absolutely rollicked, and that's a sign of a good performance on your birthday. But
what does that look like in a house full of 100 people? Were there 100 people in that house?
I mean, I can show you a picture of what it was like outside at one point.
Oh my God, your poor bloody neighbours.
They're all students.
Are they?
Yeah. Like, look, if you see in this photo here, like, the garden is absolutely crammed full of people. Like, you can't move in this garden. And then, obviously, the house is inside as well.
Jesus Christ.
So, I wouldn't have said there was 100 people there, but, you know, close, high double figures, I would have said.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, great.
Vol-au-vents?
Sorry, what?
Buffet?
No. My mate managed to get through, shout out to DP, he managed to get through two packs of large Doritos, which was quite impressive. Managed to find them lying around.
Nice.
Actually, in fact, I think I've got the photos to prove it. It sort of became a bit of a like a trophy hunt. So this was him after his first bag of Doritos.
All right. This is okay. So it's just a blurred bloke. Just a blurred bloke holding There's Doritos. Him yeah.
After his second bag of Doritos.
Oh, cool. He's had a good day. What's he dressed as? Bernard Langer?
No, Step Brothers.
Oh, right.
Create a film. So that the a lot of the costumes are like paired costumes.
Right. Who is the oldest person there? I'm just thinking if I tell.
Oh no, me probably. I'm
You're
a year
the
above
oldest?
Most. Yeah, I'm probably like, well, because they're all my year at uni, but I'm a year older because I deferred. So
oh,
I would have been like one of the oldest there. Maybe joint oldest with a few of my mates are from my year as well. But yeah, joint old. No, there was no one above my age in there.
Loads of my new football chat.
Tons of it. Absolutely tons of it. Everyone was buzzing for the game tomorrow.
Spin the bottle.
Oh, what? This is not the 80s anymore. No one's playing. You can't play spin the bottle with 100 people.
Okay.
It's all sort of like you go into your little, it turns into little cliques, doesn't it? Like you go with your mates and then, oh, you start, you're outside.
Chill out room?
No, that's kind of the toilet, I feel like, the chill out room. You go to the toilet to sort of get your breath back. Get
chill out room with bean bags?
No, but what is this? A sensory? You're describing a sensory room with like abacuses and stuff like that that you can flick about.
Cigarettes?
No, disgusting habit.
No one smokes cigarettes.
Not in my group.
You smoke cigars.
Yeah, cigars. That's, but you're not inhaling that. I mean, yeah, you can still get, you know, some troubles in your mouth area long term if you smoke them a lot. But like, you're not inhaling it. You're not taking it into your lungs. I take my health very seriously.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Well, maybe my diet is, you know, not great.
Loads That's of chicken twiglets and fucking loads of alcohol. And you smoke cigars.
fucking hell. You just described, yeah, shit.
You're the chicken twiglet boy.
But I do a lot of sport. I play football three, four, five times a week.
Listen, you're 22. This is the time to eat
twiglets. Wow, it's weird to say 22.
Yeah, you'll be 30 soon.
Well, still nearly a decade away. But yeah.
It'll go in as a flash.
Oh, God. I remember, like, my 21st birthday feels like the other day.
Mm.
And do you know what is crazy?
Mm.
About time.
Oh, here we go. Settle back, ladies. Settle back. Make a cup of tea.
No, because, like, no, listen to this, right?
Yeah.
You definitely would have experienced, and older people will have experienced it way more than I have, but like, I'm just starting to experience it now. The difference in the people that are in your life a year ago that aren't in it anymore. Like, I was doing things with, like, different groups of people last year, and right. Now I've got nothing to do with a certain group of people, and or, like, people, like, you just, people just fall behind, fall off. Like, it's weird. Like, then you sat there a year later thinking, like, if you'd have told me a year ago I wouldn't know this person or speak to them or this group
where
of people, I would have...
Where are they gone?
I don't know, just like doing their own thing, like started work, placements, like third year, and then all of a sudden...
Well, you wait till Lucy comes along.
Yeah.
There'll be no parties.
Love's a load of bollocks, really, isn't it, realistically?
Life.
Lucy's not... No, love and that kind of stuff.
No, love's where it's at. You're basically, without you knowing, you're looking for Lucy at that party. The whole reason you're there.
No, absolutely not. There's definitely people that are there for that. I didn't even know I was at the party for half of it. So I was away with the fairies. But no, it's like, you know, yeah.
When you find Lucy, the last thing you want to do is go to a house party. I'm telling you now. Without
see, that's
you realizing,
that's why. Why would I want that?
Because you're looking for Lucy.
Nah, load of crap.
Well, football, back to football.
That's a nice little segue.
I'm an absolute pro at this. Fucking hell.
From Lucy fucking to football. Hell.
Anyway.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, back to football.
Football. So, what have we got coming up? Tuesday. Oh, we haven't even spoke about the goals. Well, we spoke about their goal. Crap. Soft goal
for me,
a long throw.
My memory of yesterday was the prickly spice in the ground.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And I thought, I just knew it was going to be like that because there's so much on it. And in the first half, you could feel sort of the lack of confidence. And then I was like, God, as a player, you've got the lack of confidence and you might misplace a pass and the crowd is sort of getting on your back a bit more. And then, mm-hmm. and it just builds and builds. And
yeah, it must be horrible to play under that kind of tenseness and pressure.
Yeah.
But I think they managed it really well. I'm so proud of the way we got back into the game. I really am.
Oh, imagine if the next game was just bang, we win. Oh.
Well, if we beat Middlesbrough, we'll be on cloud nine again, won't we? We'll be doing another live draw.
Fuck.
God, that'd be terrifying.
Well, we've had fiddly internet. I was over the moon for Gary.
Yeah, buzzing.
Yeah.
Buzzing for the boys.
I did a Lincoln Q&A.
Oh, yeah, how did that go?
They said, top six. I gave him my top six. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Who do you think is going to be your top six? Have a listen to this, John.
Go on.
Portsmouth. Barnsley. Derby. Bolton. Blackpool. Exeter.
Blackpool, no. Us, probably not, unless we pick up something soon.
We will.
The others. I think Peterborough for Blackpool, and then you're sounding there.
You want to hear the bottom four?
Yeah, go on.
Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Carlisle.
Yeah.
Cambridge. This is gonna put the cat amongst pigeons. Port Vale.
Ooh.
That's made you think.
Wow. That's made me think. Right, I'm going to have to... Can you give me 20 seconds? Because I can't... You're lagging from my end. Can you just give me 10 seconds to reset? Sorry. And then we'll end it. Sorry, two seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, John never actually returned due to his up and down Wi-Fi. Hope you understand. And you'll join us on the next episode of My New Football Club, which will be host Exeter v Middlesbrough. Thank you so much for listening. And small blonde women and mini golf, please. Thank you.